This is a Kim Monson news briefing. Lopez says the Secretary of State cleared his unaffiliated ticket for November. Greg Lopez, a former congressman and former mayor of Parker now running for governor as an unaffiliated candidate, said the office approved close to 12,000 signatures on the joint petition he filed with running mate Tara Lynn Romero on July 9, the statutory deadline. Colorado requires an unaffiliated candidate for governor to gather 1,000 valid signatures in each of the state's 8 congressional districts. Denver, Greg Lopez, a former congressman and former mayor of Parker who was running for governor as an unaffiliated candidate, said Monday that the Colorado Secretary of State's office notified his campaign over the weekend that the unaffiliated petition he filed with running mate Tara Lynn Romero carries enough valid signatures to place the two of them on the November 3 ballot for governor and lieutenant governor. Speaking on The Kim Monson Show, Lopez said the office approved close to 12,000 signatures of registered voters, which is above the 1,000 per district minimum, 8,000 statewide, that Colorado sets for an unaffiliated candidate for governor. The ticket turned in its petition on July 9, the deadline written into state law, and Lopez said the answer came back over the weekend, July 25 and 26, and we turned them in on the 9th of July per the rules, he said on the show. And we got notification over the weekend that we have sufficient signatures to be on the November ballot. As of Monday morning, no other news outlet had reported the announcement Lopez made on the show, and the most recent published account of the ticket's petition status from Colorado Newsline on July 9 described Lopez as still seeking a spot on the ballot. The bar Lopez had to clear is set by CRS 14802 and published by the state as 1,000 signatures per congressional district. Colorado has 8 districts, so the statewide total works out to 8,000, and because the requirement is written as a floor in every district, a campaign that gathered signatures heavily along the Front Range while falling short in a rural district would still fail. The same statute requires a candidate for governor to petition jointly with a candidate for lieutenant governor, which is why the state's record carries one petition for both names. Lopez named Romero as his running mate in May, and circulation could not begin until May 14, since the law bars any signature gathered earlier than 73 days before the general election. Under CRS 14908, the reviewing official must tell the candidate how many signatures were found valid and whether the petition appears sufficient, and for an unaffiliated candidate, that notice is due no later than 96 days before the general election, which this year is July 30. The Secretary of State's published procedure says the office notifies candidates of sufficiency or insufficiency in writing. The public petition table, stamped as last updated on July 24 at 4:27 p.m., had not yet been refreshed to show an outcome for the ticket. Two more steps follow by statute. CRS 14909 lets a sufficiency finding stand unless someone asks a district court to review it within 5 days, and the review statute directs the office to certify a candidate to the ballot only after that window closes. According to the U.S. House Office of the Historian, Lopez was mayor of Parker from 1992 to 1996 and Colorado State Director of the U.S. Small Business Administration from 2008 to 2014. He was elected as a Republican to the Elevate the Congress at a special vacancy election on June 25, 2024, filling the seat that Ken Buck left when he resigned, and he served until that Congress ended on January 3, 2025. This is his third run for governor, following losses in the Republican primaries of 2018 and 2022. He and his wife Lisa changed their registration to unaffiliated on December 30, 2025, ahead of the deadline the law sets for anyone planning an unaffiliated run. Secretary of State Jenna Griswold certified the statewide abstract of the June 30 primary on July 24. It records Phil Weiser, the Attorney General, defeating U.S. Senator Michael Bennett by 505,459 votes to 383,038, and Victor Marks defeating State Senator Barb Kirkmeyer by 28,458 votes to 205,992 in a three-way field that also gave State Representative Scott Bottoms 28,005,035, results that made Weiser the Democrat nominee and Marks the Republican nominee. the certified Republican totals run a few hundred votes ahead of the unofficial counts reported when the Associated Press called that race on July 9. The seat is open because Governor Jared Polis is term-limited. Lopez described his own entry as a third choice for people, his framing of a race he expects to run against the two major party nominees. The Secretary of State's voter registration report for July 1 counts 2,072,121 unaffiliated voters out of 4,088.96 active registrations statewide, against 1,708 Democrats and 909,647 Republicans, although Colorado voters have never elected an unaffiliated governor. Lopez said those unaffiliated voters are the ones he was appealing to, and he pointed listeners to his campaign at greglopez.co. He said he heard the same frustration with both parties from voter after voter while he gathered signatures. "And they always kept telling me, I hate having to vote for the best of the worst," he said. "I wish there was a third candidate." And now, Kim's perspective. More than half of the active voters in this state have declined to join either party, and every cycle they are told to pick whichever machine offends them least. When a candidate has to walk all 8 congressional districts and collect thousands of signatures by hand to earn a place on the ballot, that is consent doing its work, because nobody signs a petition under compulsion. The parties have spent years arranging the rules so that the decisions that matter get made long before most Coloradans ever see a ballot. If the state certifies this ticket, the people who feel politically homeless will finally have a third name to vote for. Free people make better decisions than the systems built to manage them, and this fall, Coloradans get a fuller chance to prove it. For the full article with sources and links, visit kimmonson.com. This has been a Kim Monson News Briefing.